Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everyone. It's Deb Hill, and I get to read Jonathan Duncan's devotional, You're Welcome. When I was in the fifth grade, I had surgery on both my legs, the recovery of which meant 3 months in full leg casts. I was to return to class with my cast just a few weeks after the surgery. I have always been a little paranoid about being too different, and now I had a huge wheelchair to keep my casted legs elevated. I was worried about how my classmates would receive me. I was sure it was going to be awful. It was a rainy Monday morning, and I felt all kinds of uncomfortable going to class. My legs were itchy, I couldn't move easily, and I felt super embarrassed and dreaded being seen by my peers like this. My mom opened the door for me, and we were greeted by a wall of sound as the entire classroom erupted into cheers and clapping. Someone started shouting, "Go, John, go, John, go, John, go." I went by John back then. Soon everyone joined in, even the teacher. Flabbergasted is a good word for it. My friends surprised me, and all I could do was beam, overjoyed to suddenly be carefree. The last half of 3rd John contrasts two people in the church at that time. John rails against Diotrephes for using his leadership role selfishly and kicking people out instead of welcoming them. At the same time, he used Demetrius as the example of what we should model as hospitable believers, saying everyone, including John himself, approves of him. Being the one who is welcomed in is a very wonderful thing, especially when you're not expecting it. It will put you at ease and free you from the longing to earn acceptance. It gives you a sense of belonging, and it quiets the inner liar saying, "You make things worse." Feeling welcome gives you hope, a confidence that you will continue to be welcomed. It is a beautiful thing, but it's even better to welcome someone else and see it all over their face and in their body language as they relax. That dreaded day in my fifth grade classroom, my mom was in tears and I felt welcomed. I've since had opportunities to really bless people by welcoming them. It's a tricky art because people are so diverse and unique, but it's so worth seeing that genuine joy. Thanks so much for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.